Hi, this is Teresa Conti, life coach, energy healing practitioner, and author, talking to you today from Kent, Washington. Today, I'd like to talk with you about the pathway to serenity, but first a quote from Hafiz, the Persian poet. "Ever since I heard your name, it's been running through the streets trying to find you." I was first introduced to the question, "Would you rather be right or happy?" as a student of A Course in Miracles back in the 1980s. It was a profound turning point and changed the way I viewed my relationships and my perception of life. The mind is riddled with judgment and loves to be right, which more often than not occurs without our conscious awareness and creates conflict within ourselves and our personal and professional relationships. The state of the world and the stress we experience often stems from our thoughts and perceptions. What would happen if we suspended our judgments for just one day and created the space to listen to and understand one another? How would our lives and the lives of others be different if we extended love and compassion instead of expecting others to think and do as we do? And what if in the greater scheme of things, we developed a newfound understanding that resulted in more connection, peace, and togetherness, rather than separation? Suspending judgment doesn't mean we forego our needs for love and safety. Rather, it calls for questioning whether our judgments and opinions about ourselves and others are accurate, or if there's a need for greater appreciation and acceptance. Want to experiment? Try the following exercise. 1. Choose one day during the week to observe. 2. Stop at regular intervals to take note of your judgments and perceptions. 3. Choose an activity that you engage in throughout the day, such as answering your telephone, using the restroom, or getting a drink of water to serve as a reminder to stop and assess your findings. 4. Take a breath and notice any stress or discomfort in your body as you take note of your thoughts and judgments. 5. Ask yourself the following questions. Is what I'm thinking or judging true? Is it always true? Is what I'm thinking or judging based on my ideas and values, or perhaps someone else's beliefs and interpretations that I've unknowingly adopted? What, if anything, am I afraid of? Does what I'm thinking or judging stem from a past experience? How else can I view the situation? After reviewing the previous questions, what, if any, insights are you aware of? Our happiness stems from within and is waiting to be found. Perhaps it lies in valuing our differences. I hope you found today's podcast helpful. If so, I'd love to hear your comments. You can find me on Facebook at Reconnecting to You. That's ReconnecTing, the number 2, Y-O-U, or via email at Teresa@ReconnectingToYou.com. Until next time, I'm wishing you a happy, healthy day. Bye-bye.